the creation. He spoke everything into being. But when he created us, he got down on his hands and knees and he traced us in the dust. He made us in his own image. He breathed life into us. He didn't do that to the lions. He didn't do that to any other living thing. He created, we are handcrafted by Christ. He breathed life into us. I can't imagine Christ designing us and creating us so wonderfully that we're still trying to figure everything out without wanting us to be significant, without wanting us to be the very best. He created us perfectly. We had the downfall. But he still wants us to be significant and to make an impact on people's lives. The second way that I know that we were created for significance is because Jesus gave up heaven to come to earth. Now, I started thinking about this, when I was working out one morning, I do that from time to time, I always listen to like the preacher because it's on at 5 o'clock in the morning. And he was talking about Christ coming down, and he said, when Christ went back up to heaven, he's still partial man because we will see his nail prints in his hands. The God of the universe, our creator, Christ came down. He was willing to sacrifice his son for us, and his son was willing to come here to die for us, even if it's just one person that believes. He went through torture. He went through very stressful. And look, we were talking in Sabbath school today that he suffered, you know, as much or more than what we ever will. And I agree with that because I have to tell you, I do believe that Jesus could have just spoken and had 10,000 angels come down, wipe everybody out, and he would have gone back up to heaven and washed his hands. That's what I would have done because I'm human. That's what I do when somebody's driving too slow in front of me. I was mentioning that out in the back. That's what we do because that's who we are, but it's not who we're supposed to be. I know because Jesus died on the cross for me. He told me, he tells me, I want you to be with me forever. Wow. Wow. You know, we get married and we say, till death do us part. Some people really pray for death early. Others wonder why we can't live longer. I don't know. I think if somebody is willing to die for me, and they created me, and they know all of my faults and flaws, and they still want to be with me forever and eternity, yeah, I want to be significant for them, and I want them into my life to help me to be significant. Finally, the third reason why I know Christ wants us to be significant is that he is the ultimate example. After all, we're still talking about him 2,000 years after he died. What other person do we talk about 2,000 years afterward? I was talking with my dad the other day while I was driving back from Minnesota, and he had sent me a book on the Second Coming, right? It's Ellen White. It's a compilation of what she wrote about the Second Coming and about the end times. And he says, Doug, you know what? In a few years, like, I don't know, seven years, we will be celebrating the 2,000th anniversary of Christ's mission starting. And 3 years later from that, we will be celebrating the 2,000th year of his death. Isn't it amazing? Ellen White wrote that if the early church, if the disciples in the early church went out as they were supposed to and kept that going, we wouldn't be here today. Because everybody, the whole world that was then known, would have heard the truth. And I look at this and I think, man, you know, it seems like every 2,000 years something happens, right? You have 2,000 years and two. And I just, I think, man, I really hope that God is going to come back to take me home because he wants me with him. Come back in my lifetime. And the only reason that I'm selfishly saying come back in my lifetime is because I want to see how the media handles it. When we hear that all eyes shall see him, how is the media going to handle this? And I really, that's why, because I can't set my DVR for a future event that I don't know when it'll happen. But even if I don't make it, even if I die before he comes back, I've been a lot better knowing him throughout my life. Throughout the Bible, there are all sorts of stories about people who were significant. You look at Noah, who built an ark when he was asked by God to build something that all of humanity and animals would be saved in, for an event that he had no clue as to what that meant. You look at Moses. Oh, God chose Moses. Even after Moses had killed an Egyptian, he took Moses and he had a burning bush and he says, now I'm going to have you lead my people out of Egypt. And Moses was like, no, I don't speak well. And oh, Aaron, okay, maybe if Aaron comes with me. One of my favorite significant stories is about Jonah. We look at Jonah and we're like, he really kind of messed things up. He went the wrong way, ended up in a fish, and then he finally went to Nineveh, and then he got really ticked off when God didn't burn down and kill everybody in the city. But Jonah was significant because Jonah and his message got through, and all of Nineveh repented and said, God is God. That's significant. What other person could ever come into a town, and I don't know how big Nineveh was, but all of a sudden convert everybody from the leaders on down to the youngest kid, where people were put in sackcloth and ashes, where they prayed and they said, we're sorry. Only God can accomplish that through people. And he chose Jonah, and Jonah has many lessons in that. And that's what I like, because anytime I read a story in the Bible, I think, wow, okay, I'm reading it through a different lens because I'm at a different time in my life. Think about David. David was significant on many things, but he was also, wow, he was also just like not always good, right? He was a shepherd boy, chosen. He was killing lions, and then all of a sudden he was called to kill a giant, and he did not back down. As a kid, when you're looking up at somebody that's 9 feet tall with armor and a big sword, David apparently wasn't scared. I would be scared. I'm scared to stand next to Dave because he's a big guy. Here's a shepherd boy that just picks up a couple of rocks and slings it. Many failures for David, but he was a man after God's heart. We need to be men and women after God's heart. Coming to more modern day, when you think about living with significance, we can say Rosa Parks. We can say Martin Luther King. We can even say, you know, for giving us big dreams and hopes, John F. Kennedy, who said, we want to put a person on the moon. When we look at people who were significant, it's their story and their impact has changed the lives in the course of history. If the Bible was being written today about us as a people, what would it say? The tweets that we send, the way that we think about people, our lives. If it was an open book, I would want mine to be closed. We've heard the story, I'm sure that you've heard the story, about the young kid on the beach, and some people say that it was starfish, some people say that they're sand dollars, but he was going down and he was throwing the sand dollars and starfish one at a time back in the ocean. There's thousands of them all around, and a guy comes up and says, "Why are you doing that?" And the kid says, "Well, because, you know, I want to get them back into their habitat." And the guy says, "Well, what difference does it make?" And the kid says, "Well, to this one starfish, it makes all the difference in the world." Now, my family will tell you that I do not like stories that end like that, because it's like it doesn't have a good ending. For the one starfish, it does. But I like things to be tied up. And so in my imagination, I think, wow, this guy was probably so inspired by a young lad doing this that he may have started to pick up some starfish and throw it. And maybe that guy had kids or grandkids and he would take them out and start to do it, and soon you have a movement. But it all started with one little spark, one little thing that changes the course of lives. Earlier, I said that God brings people into our lives when we need them the most. And I have had people come in and out of my life that it, when I look back and I think, wow, I'm just so thankful. And I'm gonna talk a little bit about one person. So I remember June 29, I forget what year it was. It was, I think, maybe back in 2016, 2017. I got off the plane. I was living in Salt Lake City. I was commuting back to Minnesota, right? Because I was working out in Salt Lake City. But I got back from a trade show in Las Vegas. It was night. I'd been gone for quite a while. And as I got off the plane, my phone started blowing up with texts. You know, listen to your voicemail, listen to your voicemail. So I listened to the voicemail, and the voicemail was from the president of the company saying, we are filing for bankruptcy, and the office is going to be closing July 1st. We need to get everything out of the office by July 1st. Now, I had been flying and traveling all over, and here I am. I'm coming back. It's the 29th of June, and I was planning on spending a week at home. And now all of a sudden I figure out, okay, I got to fly back out to help close down the office. So I went home. I didn't say anything to my wife at the time. I waited until the next morning, June 30th, and I said, honey, just want to let you know, the company has gone bankrupt. We have, like, they owe me tens of thousands of dollars in expenses, and I don't know what's going to happen. And by the way, the parachute that I thought I had isn't there because they went bankrupt. And she says, well, why didn't you tell me this yesterday? I said, well, yesterday it was our anniversary. I'm not going to ruin the anniversary. And that's when she said, I believe in you. Those words inspired me. I know she believes in me. I believe in her. I know that together, you know, we're the dynamic duo, or at least she's like the dynamic one. I'm on for the ride. But to have her say that at that time was what I needed to hear. The purpose today is that God doesn't want us to just be successful, but to be significant. The world needs to understand and to know and to realize that God loves us and that he wants to save us. Understand it's not about me, it's about others. Focus on valuing others and Christ dwelling in us, and without us even trying, we will have significant impact on other people's lives. So I start thinking, what would it be if I wanted to go back and look back at my younger self, and what advice would I have as to how to start to think about being significant? Because we go through different stages in our lives, and I will say this, I enjoyed college, I enjoyed my time in Alabama, I enjoyed my time everywhere, but you know, even though I was growing up as a pastor's kid, there are times that your walk with God is closer and further and closer, and he brings you back in. So if I were to go back and say, what would I do differently? I jotted down some things, and the first thing is, I would take time every day to read God's word, at least 10 to 15 minutes, if not longer. Pray, read God's word. I've read the stories in here. I go through here, and I'm like, okay, David had a sling, he threw a stone, right? We read them, but we read them at a certain point in our lives, and like I said earlier, we are now at a different point. We draw on different things. And by the way, I read the Bible in the morning. I listen to the news so I know what both sides are up to. Spend time with God every morning. Spend the first few minutes. Get to know him, to really know him. Because he is the only constant in our lives. Yes, people come in, our brothers, our sisters, our spouses, they're constant, but everybody has emotions and everybody, God is the one that is there all the time. He is the great comforter. He is the great encourager. He is the great person who will save us and who will say, I forgive you from your sins, especially when we go out and we just sin without even thinking about it because we're in a routine. Understand the significance of people in the Bible by looking through it at a different lens. When I read the Bible, I look at the value that I can understand that the people in the Bible can give me now. I know my failures don't define me. Any success in my life is temporary, and having God in my heart refines me. And it encourages me that I can have a life, and maybe I can actually be significant in somebody else's life. As I wrap up today's message, I want to reemphasize that good is the enemy of great. Success is good. Success, however you define it, most people say it's wealth, okay? But success is good, but significant is great, and it lasts. And people's lives and everything will be changed. 2,000 years from now, will anybody be speaking about the Seventh-day Adventist Church here in Madison? Will they care? Every day, when we go out to work or when we walk out the door, we represent ourselves, we represent our families. This is what I try to teach my kids. You know, you walk out that door, you're representing the Cross McMillan household or the McMillan Cross household, right? And they kind of laughed. But we also represent a company that we work for or whatever we're doing. And some of us take real pride in working for companies, and we want to put on the best that we can. But let's remember that the biggest thing that we represent is Christ. And when we focus on representing Christ, and we put on that cloak of Christ in the morning, the driver that cuts us off, try not to lose your religion on that one. When things just start to bubble and irritate, we have that cloak of Christ on us. He set the example of living a significant life through his servant leadership, through being humble and meek. He provided hundreds of examples. When you start going through of how he used ordinary people to accomplish extraordinary things, here we are talking about them 2, 4, and 6,000 years after they happened. We are created for significance. We don't want to settle for good or for success. God is great. We are his children. And let's represent that family to the best of our ability, and he will lead us to significance. Thank you.
Please stand and join me in singing, It Took a Miracle.